Well, hello. It's been sort of a tradition that on Thanksgiving I would read something. Often it was Washington's Thanksgiving Declaration, proclamation, and I figured that it would be hopefully appropriate. It is my hope, enjoyable, that I would do that again for you. So here it is. Washington's proclamation, Thanksgiving proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and to humbly implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by the acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and single favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection on the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the single and manifold mercies and favors, favorable interpositions of His providence in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general, for all the great and various favors which He has been pleased to confer upon us. And also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and Ruler of nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness to us, and to bless them with good governments, peace and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as He alone knows to be best. Given under my hand in the city of New York, the third day of October, A.D. 1789. George Washington, President of the United States of America. I hope you, especially as my young kids grow up and grow older, will take the sentiment that has been expressed here, the idea of needing to give thanks, take that to heart and apply it daily. It is a really big deal. It is something the Lord commands us to do as the beginning of everything. To start with thanks. Whether our circumstances seem good or bad, the Lord's mercy, the Lord's grace is there. And we can always start with giving thanks. I thank You for the privilege I have of being the daddy of my flock, the husband of my wife. And I love you all. And I pray that your day goes well. I love you.